Cameron Wright, and beginning of this short, hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 Wright, and beginning of the visit with this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 Wright, and beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 Wright, and beginning of the visit with this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
You can't tell one from the other. Brady got some of this non-dairy the other day. Liquid stuff made out of soybeans and the Lord knows what a lot of cattle. And she didn't realize that it was non-dairy stuff. She got it.
Non-dairy.
So there's no milk or cream or anything in it. It's soybeans and preservatives and what else?
Well, over China in the army, I went and ate some of those Chinese and they were starting out of those health foods, you see.
Yeah.
And they started with soybeans.
Thank you.
get, but hard to get. Good number. And now you're going to put $500 down for it. Okay. Yes, I'm ready to put on. For Florida, how are you going to pay $1,000? Unless if you find it for $500. And that's when you could buy a camera for $50 a thousand.
Hard to believe.
My dad had a toss up there in his house. And he had sold a minute out to put it under $25. There's an old buddy of mine up in New North Carolina. He's cutting me some hardwood. I'm going to swing back through there in about a month. Pick it up.
Is that right? You picked up the line?
That's right. It's about dry enough now for me to start to work on. I just need to cut some yellow pine. Phone.
Oh, he's got.
he pulled a man aside and he didn't tell me something else, see.
Well, he'd handle the money and pay you.
That's right. Probably take a good rake off before he takes. He takes about 20%. Well, see, I'm out there on my own now. I tell a man, I get $350 for taking a load of horses. He hardly thinks of anything.
You got no faith.
I didn't have to pay nobody. I'd either pull up somewhere. I'm talking about. Oh. Well, that cost me about $200 to make the round trip.
So it's not all sober.
It's not all sober. No. Well, it's like I said. I'm out there by myself. I don't have to listen to nobody's list. I can tell them all and there's a day there.
Well, I tell you, Jack don't know what it's like. You see, he's got me.
Got that radar set up up there. It'll come in on my CD. It's called static on my CD, see. I know to slow down and get in the right category.
Yeah.
Keep on talking.
If they're up there, they're more likely to get that signal.
That's right. I will get that signal. It'll come in.
And they wouldn't be up there without the...
Well, if they are, so without it, maybe I'm doing 5-10 miles an hour above speed limit. If it's not on, I don't come on my radio. If it comes, they got it on, it'll come on my radio.
And they can't tell unless it's on?
No. They can tell I'm going to the hard to tell. You get whole thing hardwood.
Now, when
they pick you up now, they don't ask you for out of the pocket change. No. That's pretty good. Not pretty good. In some cases, yeah. But I had, well, they got me on the damn lake and cost $500. That's different. Well, now see me, if they check me, I wouldn't go in. I'd just give them a AAA card and say, look, that's just for $5,000.
So they'd
see that, and then they'd send it to them.
Yeah, and then they'd send the card back to them. Oh, they just hold that card.
Yeah. That card is worth $5,000 in the westbound.
I mean,
you need all
that.
No, that's not it. That's just one of them gimmicks. You've got to lose one, guy. You've got to lose one.
Maybe it costs you dollars.
It'll cost you nothing. No, sir, it don't cost you nothing to play. All you got to do is put the lay and it gives you one.
So, you can
post bond. I can post bond. I can post $5,000 for you to pick.
Tell you, let me tell you something. You know when you first started out here?
Yeah. know it was early in the spring, but it isn't what year.
Well, it's 16. And because Barbara
just rained.
I got more than half. But that's worth $5,000.
See, his daughter Barbara.
Yeah.
Came that fall.
That's right.
And by the time she got here, you were just walking in here, and she was sitting down there and talking to me about horses in England.
Yeah.
And you were sitting here, and the first report you ever made on the page here, and you were sitting over here where you couldn't fight, so they didn't come in there, but it was fair enough. Was then the trouble that Alvin was having.
Right. Right.
That's the first report you ever made here.
Well, he had some problems.
Oh, he did.
I remember certain problems.
Yeah, you heard the problems. That's all. Well, you see, you were in on everything we did out here. It's just like today. You see, Jack Brady got here just a little while before you did.
Yeah.
And the way it used to be, if anything was going on up out here,
I was in the middle.
You, all the girls was in. Now that's the way it worked, you see, up through 1972.
1972, that's when I got.
Yeah.
That's when I took some headache.
Yeah.
And was out there, I was still out there then, out there working in that hay right out there. The headache so bad it couldn't fit on that tractor.
You don't have to stand up. Well, now let me tell you. You know, so much is going on out here. You don't have to slam the damn door.
He's a hurry guy.
Well, everything has to be warm. Then it has to be cooked with warm.
And now, the thing is, I have been trying to report on some things that we've done out here. And I've got several people in it, but I don't have you to tell them. So, you see, it's not quite That first time you came out here, they can just pay it off by the moves you made. You come out here, you see Molly was winning.
Yeah.
And she was got here, but then you did. And as soon as you got your little Barlow knife out and made one little wiggle there, Molly put her foot down. She didn't feel any pain at all. And you remember what she did?
Right out there, and she jumped straight up in the air on, all four of them. Off the ground.
Say, how well
to get that. She didn't walk 20 foot out in that field there, but she raised up all four of them off of the ground, and her and that little pony horse of mine run. They run right there, I'm telling you, it was something. I thought they were going to have to catch some time up. They're going to overdo this.
Well, now you see, there's a lot of little innocents like that somebody's got to put together.
So now that's what happened.
So let me tell you, so you think that happened out here, they haven't happened anywhere else. You know that.
That's right.
Now we've had all this up and down out here. We've had, you see, I think the dullest
I gotta go run in and check the car. This house is over.
Yeah, well, you want to stop it.
think it was you so much as it was us. You see, we just wasn't any fun, any life to us.
Well, you run back. You just wasn't them flatheads and they had your brain off. I got about 4 or 5 more loads of horses to get in the thing. 4 or 5 more weeks. Then I'll be, if my equipment holds up, then I'm going to lease it out. Like I said, I'm going to be big here, just a little bit. I'm going to lease my equipment out. My truck and trailer. I got a part of it, and it's not. It's a later model, 58 model. 58 Ford. 345. 58 Ford, 3/4 ton. So I had to get rid of that 1 ton on account of RCC.
Oh, is that what trouble is?
That's right.
Jack is sticking to the left, middle.
Yeah.
He has to blow it. That's got
it. How to get down on lighter class. We got 1 ton way too much. We got weight over 5,000 pounds. The one I got now weighs 4,250. I'm pushing it completely under RCC regulations. RCC don't have nothing to do with me. That's right. They can touch me no way, shape, form, or fight. Because neither my trailer nor my truck will go over 5,000 pounds.
That's where they start.
They get over 5,000 pounds where they start. And if you got a gas tank, they're not pressure tested, they really tell you. And you ain't got lights where they're going, right? They start again. You ain't got emergency equipment, they start again. And they keep adding up. And first thing you know, you got a $500 fine. And you got to pay it now. And they don't buy that. Where it is? I'm legal on any man's road except in Tennessee, and I have to give him $10 for a field. And they let me alone. I'll buy a field permit when I get back up there, if I ever get back up there. Just to keep him off my back. I'll give him $10 just to keep him off my back.
Well, why didn't you start out this way? You just had to work into it.
I just had to. Well, you take a baby. They got to crawl before they can walk.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way with me. I had to start down there and start crawling. Then I got to like a walk, and then I got my feet slapped out from under me. I'd go over and fall.
Yeah. You got
your
feet slapped out from under me. As many times as anybody I ever saw who had as much experience as you have.
that thing.
Did you take all the paper down here with that?
Yes, and they're out there in the right out there in the
I got some. See, 1972, I was getting along real good down here. There was nothing written before we could make the money.
Yeah, that's right.
I got those with severe headaches. And I wasn't worth a damn with a hole in it. For me, myself, or nobody else. I got that taken care of. We got started back again. And this one.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. I ain't gonna lay down.
Well, that truck you had, that good truck you had, I thought that was just ideal, but that weighed too much.
That weighed too much.
That put you up in the ICC plant.
That's right.
And when you cut on your truck, you had to cut on your trailer too.
No. Yeah, my trailer's the same.
Same one?
Same one. It's the same one. I can haul as much weight. I just got a bigger engine and so forth in this little truck than I had in the big truck. It cost me more to operate, but I can operate.
Oh, it does.
I was getting 12 and 13 miles a gallon on that big truck, and I'm getting 10 and 11 on this four. Because I got that big 390 V8 engine. And here I got two there on them. They don't pay them no mind.
How many horses did you pay for?
I took 12 one foot. I'm going to take 10 on that. I got two of my own on this foot.
What in the world is going on out there?
You just blow the weight.
It doesn't look like rain right away.
It doesn't.
There's some black clouds, but
yes.
They're not solid.
Yeah. Well, now, you rebuilt something. Did you rebuild something?
Hmm?
What did you rebuild?
I think I put something out there. That's the one Frank wrecked and tore all 3 feet. First day of last year, this July will be 2 years ago. I got out of the hospital on the 28th day of June.
You mean that's that same one?
That's that same one right out there.
Well, where has it been all this time?
I've had it.
Oh, you had it, you just didn't do anything with it?
Oh, yes, I pulled my big trailer with it for a long time. When I first got that trailer, I pulled the trailer with that truck right out there.
Well, what'd you do with it then?
I bought that big truck, and then I just parked it and moved it around the house.
Oh, I see. But you had that all the time.
Yeah.
You had both of them.
I had both of them.
And now you let the big one go?
I let the big one go and got a 3/4 ton Ford. 68 model. And I bought a 65 Chevrolet today. 3/4 ton.
Oh, I see
you.
That's why you're
going to
leave.
No, I'm going to build another place.
And lease what we have, build another one, and lease that one.
I'm going to lease the one I got, my truck and trailer. I'm going to build another trailer.
You going to keep it in your name?
No. I ain't got nothing in my name. I'm going to have to put that there. And buy horses.
I see. You're going to be Jack.
I'm going to play Jack Stokes just a little bit.
You're going to play Jack Stokes a little bit.
That's right. Mm-hmm. this far. I work hard.
It don't come easy.
No, it don't.
Well, that's my trouble. Everything I do comes so hard and so slow.
Well, that's right, me.
By the time I get there, I ain't able to use it.
Much. Like I told you, when a baby starts out, they got to crawl.
Yeah.
Then they walk. And the first thing you know, they run. Well, I'm still crawling. I'm still crawling. I haven't started to walk them yet. But I will walk.
Well, now that's more like it.
That's like I say, I ain't nothing. I ain't gonna do it more. And get my head, get on the road. I take a slow 50 mile an hour pace, 55. And I can drive from here to Westchester, Pennsylvania, quicker than Carl Brown came and fought to save his life. He gets out there and he runs 65, 70, and 80 miles an hour. Then when he gets in town, the cops got him, and first thing you know, he's done stopped. And he's done messed up and lost 4 hours. I'm done 200 mile on up the road, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We noticed that driving down, we just looked at 55 length, but nobody can stand and go and just so. I've got to tell you, we can stand on it for legal 50. Besides 50, it's a little late. You can tell how far you can stand.
That's right. Well.
But we stay right on 60, and I swear we made better time coming down here than we were.
Just like me, I've just been loaded. I've been loaded horses now. I haven't hurt one yet. And all my stopping and starting. I haven't turned to one load over. Going down these long grades, I'll take my foot off the gas and let it go. And I'll be just about to the bottom. I'm doing about 50 miles an hour. I'll give it the gas, and I'll go right on over right here.
Yeah, yeah. You've got enough momentum.
That's right.
It helps you find.
You can keep that on there. It saves gas, time.
And when you get up to brow that hill, you let up a little bit, aren't you?
That's right. You begin to let up. You may cut back 38, 40 miles an hour. But then, don't take you just a little bit, and you're back up to 50, 52 miles an hour. And if you drive that all day long, it'll surprise you how far you can go in the end of the day. And then you're not wore out. You're not used to it.
Wear and tear on the nerves, if you know.
Now, let me tell you, so you see, we played it, you know, you got to use your judgment, you got to have a hunch. All these fellas that we worked along with weren't worth the trouble. I tell you, this fella that took all them pictures, what's his name?
Leonard Butt.
Old Leonard Butt. Now, he's a nice fella.
Yeah, well.
But he was irresponsible. He wouldn't do a thing he said he'd do. And he never did work out.
No.
All right, you take that fella with the long hair and the pigtail. Who used to give you the creeps over there. He'd come over there on Sunday when you was over at the trailer, and you'd come over here pulling your hair.
What was that rock for him?
Friday.
Father.
Well, you see, he come out here and he got what he wanted and we never hear from him anymore.
That's right.
He got what we wanted, he got what he wanted, but we didn't get anything.
Because we're there, I'm telling you, that boy was there with my family. I'd be sitting there relaxed, just take it easy. I'm telling you, we walk in the door and the bottom would fall out. No question about it.
Herman Floyd?
He was a screwball here for several years. You know? He come out here and we got
straight.
Yeah, we're getting straightened up, but I'm telling you, we're about to rock both of your brains.
I can understand it. I run into some of those once in a while.
Main guy works with him. Well, they had a big part in it.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with him. And just about had him on a straight road.
And then he leaves.
He left.
Mm-hmm. He don't even say hello. Don't even send his postcard. Now that's,
yeah,
you
he,
see.
He didn't realize he'd done it.
The hell he didn't. He said so.
He did?
Oh, yes. He knows what happened out here. We had a whole lot of lost effort.
Yeah, and Suzanne.
Yeah. Now, what are they doing? They out there in Texas, and never even got a postcard from them. And they were nice. All of them were nice people.
Yeah.
Great people. So, somehow, we got a hold of the... we got a hold of the wrong element there somehow.
What's his name?
Yeah. Ricky.
Not just he is about the most appreciative of the whole bunch.
Yeah.
Really and truly, I do. I think he appreciates the opportunity and the effort that we put forth here more than anybody else.
Channel one right around 500 or 600, and the end of this short visit and hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 1974. Channel one right around 600 or 700 or 800, and the end of the visit with Cookie, this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long. This Wednesday, the 15th of May, 1974.
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Huh?
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Wool.
Yeah. Price has gone up right much on that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess the price is really.
didn't know that.
We had some of them Lincoln charters, some old big ones up there. Some of them had 15 pounds of water.
Hmm.
Big Lincoln charters. The white legs and the white face.
No, I don't know about them. I never dealt with them.
I had a neighbor after I got rid of my sheep. Neighbor just above me there, oh, he had 15 or 20 sheep. He bought this big Lincolnshire buck. He stand up about that high. Mm-hmm. He was a big one. I was going up one morning, we came drawing milk. And I had my milk. I was going up and stop and get his. And his house was up above the road, and it's kind of grayed up there, see. Gray was just, he was quite a big question man. Coming along down, they had a pad of parents where they peeled the potatoes. Coming along down, and I see that buck come around the back of that house, you know. And I hollered to Jay to look out for the buck. But he didn't hear what I said, and he stopped, and he said, "What?" And just as he stopped, that old buck hit him, you know. Well, my God, you all see them parents fly. They come down all around me, they're just like snowflakes. I had one of them bucks hit me one time. There was another fellow and I was measuring a building to see about putting some roofing on it. And I was on one end of a 50-foot tape, and he was on, this other fellow was on the other end. Jesus, that old buck hit me, and he just carried me right down through to that other fellow, you know, right on his head. And then he dropped me off and tried to stomp me, see? This other fellow picked up a piece of two before he laid there. And all right, I'll hit him over the head. Well, you know, the old buck, he'd shake his head and back up and come again, you know. And the fellow just sidestep him and hit him again. See? Well, every time he'd go back, he'd go a little bit farther, see? And when he got back far enough, the fellow jumped over the fence, but he had a brand new linen tape. And you know that doggone buck chewed that all up. And he chewed that all up, so then I had to buy the fellow a new tape.
I didn't know a sheep or buck was doing
like that. Oh boy, they're bucks they beat all.
Miss Eason?
Oh boy.
Get up there.
Wait a minute.
Again, get there. That's all for you.
You trying to get me contrived?
No, that's I just got some good orange for you.
We would buy them good. Well, you take a leg of lamb if it's cooked right, that's good. Ooh.
Well, we have had lamb chops. And you know there's not much meat.
No.
But there is, you see, it's got taste in it. I'm sorry, we got to raise something else. Soybeans come in too soon.
Yeah.
Just like we put in, we send soybeans and so on. Corn and soybeans.
But they were starting to raise a lot of soybeans up in New York there when I quit farming.
Yeah. Was that far back? Yeah. Well, I guess it has been.
They were going to do a big thing with soybeans. They were going to make automobile bodies out of them there, but I guess that never materialized.
What
is she doing in the Senate, Mr.? She's elected to the people, just the same as the election down here.
Well, we don't have anybody just like that.
Like Kate Smith, huh?
Yeah. Well, now, was she in here before she helped y'all, or?
Yeah, she was back in the truck.
Congratulations, she said, Fawn Craig. From the Senate, Rhoda Fox Craig.
Rhoda Fox Craig.
I'm not sure why you're not.
Clinton County. Are they close to you?
No, the Clinton County is up in the northeast corner of the state.
Well, you wouldn't run into those fellows.
Yes, I knew them all.
You tell
them? Well, I traveled the state all over.
Well, now, he's the county chairman.
Yeah, county up there in Clinton County.
Well, he didn't get out of Norfolk like you did.
Not so much.
He stayed in Norfolk. I expect all them fellows, a lot of them fellows, were just officers.
Well, he was a county chairman up there, the same as I was county chairman in Madison County. But they didn't get around and had as much, didn't take as much real activity in the union as I did.
Yeah. Would that be partly on account of him?
Huh?
Be partly on account of the county
chairman? Well, they'd call and want somebody to put on some meetings and one thing or another.
There's a lot of advertising.
Yeah. It worked pretty good, didn't it?
Did we talk about him?
Yeah, well, he lived about 10, 12 miles from me.
Well, what were you saying about him?
Jefferson County, that's another one way up in the northeast corner.
Well, I'm trying to find where we were talking about. Lewis County.
That's the way I look when I had all of my hair.
Nice. Well, you and Jack can compare notes about that when you had all your hair. No steel helmet either.
Now, what about this woman there?
She was that Frank Brill's daughter. They had a big farm, a big Holstein farm. Had a lot of Holstein, purebred Holstein cattle. They call it the monofarm farm.
Well, the Holstein is a country, huh?
Is it what?
The Holstein is a great country.
Yeah, farm. They get more milk than any of the rest of them.
not in Hill County?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hamilton's the name
yeah.
of the place.
Polish fellow, and he was about as tough as they make him. He was kind of a well-built fellow with broad shoulders and a short neck. And he used to get to see there at Hamilton, Colgate University. And he used to go down there to Colgate and wrestle with professional wrestlers down there. I used to put on a lot of dances, barn dances, and one thing or another. And we had a dance every week. So, for this one dance, and I had a square set on there, and I was dancing on this set here, and he was dancing on the set over here. And they called for swing your partners, and he came over there, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he swung me right around, and my feet were going right around the electric light bulbs up there. And I couldn't get him down. You know, he just... Why, if he'd ever let go of me, I'd have went 20, 30 feet off in a heap.
Well, you can tell looking at him that neck there.
Yeah.
You can tell. He's built up in there. What's that reference to his steel helmet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Huh?
No steel helmet.
Yeah, no steel helmet, yeah. His head was pretty hard.
Didn't need anything.
That milk strike up there, I went through four different milk strikes. This one milk strike, we were trying to close this one village, had three different plants in it. The Dairyman's League plant, we thought we had it closed up, but there was a big load of milk come in there. And I never could find out where the rotten eggs come from. There was probably 100 rotten eggs sold. And you know, they hit all over that truck, and the driver there was one hit him on the hat. He had on one of them straw, stiff-rimmed hats, you know. One hit him here, and he jumped up like that, and just as he jumped up, one hit him right here. He gave him that rotten egg, you know, run all down there. Well, they went over to they went into the plant over there. And they come out and they wash the cans off and they steam them and they wash them again and steam them two, three times. And they finally thought they got the smell off it so it wouldn't affect the milk. But you know, milk is taking any older there, cooking step. And they run the milk in. Well, after they got the milk in, you see, they were shipping the milk out in them days in 40-quart cans. Milk train stopped, you know, and they roared right along in there, see. And, well, they milk train come, and I see this fella here and another guy. They're down the railroad track, and they had a piece of new rope, probably 12, 14 feet long, maybe a little bit longer than that. I wondered, what in the heck are they going to do with that rope? Well, by golly, you know, when that train pulled out, they boarded it. They went right up on top. They tied that rope to the catwalk and went right down over the edge and opened up the doors on the side. And when they got down to the next station there, the milk was running right out the door. Them fellas were running right in there. Just dumped that milk and let it run.
You had as much milk you had a regular milk train.
Oh, yeah. There was one night, there was four of them milk tankers. Come through the village of Madison, that was about 6 to 8 miles from where I was. And they stopped them with a ticket. Happened to see them, and they run them off the road and stopped them. And they claimed that they had skim milk. Well, one truck, I guess, did have skim milk, but the other three was whole milk, see, that they were trying to run through from some other county, running through my county. Well, they stopped it there, and they called me, and the time I got over there, they pulled the spigots off in the back of it and let the milk run. Yeah, and they run right down the road, run down into a fellow's cellar, run right into a cellar window, you know, and run into the cellar. And my brother was fire chief there in the village of Madison, and they got him out of bed to get the fire truck down there to pump the milk out of the cellar.
Well, what was he doing with the Is that all he did, just fire?
Fireman? No, he was, he worked in the garage, driving a tow truck. That's about all he done was, somebody had an accident and he'd go and tow it into the garage. Mm-hmm. And they kept him busy, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he was busy about all the while, running that tow truck. Of course, sometimes, you know, there'd be somebody that lived in Madison, man, they'd be off somewhere and get smashed up, and then they'd call him. Maybe he'd have to go 100 miles and get him and bring him back.
They'd pay him just abandoned.
Yeah. I tried to preach non-violence to them, but you know, you get a bunch of them fellas out in the picket line, you can't tell what they're going to do. It's just the same way right down here now with these railroad strikes. There's always a few that's looking for something like that to get in to re-damage somewhere.
And when they're looking for it, they pretty much can find it.
Sometimes they can. I know the county next to where I was, there was a Polish fellow there that had a big farm, and he was the county chairman there. But he was pretty radical, you know, and he was, when anything would come up, why, I'd get a telephone call from the state office, go over there and Tom Petty down. Sometimes I'd have a job on my hands, try to get him tamed down a little bit, you know. You take them Polish fellas, boy, when they get going, they're ugly and blazing.
Quite
careful. Yeah.
And you had a pretty good time.
Yeah. Well, there was quite a few come in around my locality there. They made the Munsville plows and the time machinery there. They had a big foundry. And there was a lot of them Polish people come in there as molders.
They
were working in the ironworks there, you know. Well, them, the old people were working the ironworks, and the young lads there, and when they got up, well, they didn't want to get on the farm. That's the way they got it going.
The young ones wouldn't care about the
time. They didn't like it getting burnt with a hot iron too much, one thing or another.
They'd try to get out of the farm. Well, how did your brother fit in there? How did he get lined up on that?
Well, he was always in the garage there, you know, and I don't know how he did come to get in on the fire chief business, but he was a fire chief there for years and years. Like me, one time I hired out in the alfalfa mill. I was supposed to go to work on a Thursday, and he was down to the station. This alfalfa mill was right side of the railroad station, and he was down at the railroad station for something on a Tuesday. And this old fellow that run the alfalfa mill says, "Well, come on over and go to work." He says, "It might just all start today as any time." So he went over and went to work. Thursday, Thursday, I went down too to get my job, too. And this old German fellow, he looked, you know, and he said, "My gosh," he said, "it's the two of you boys." Well, he says, "By God, I don't know, make a difference." He says, "You come to work just the same." So we both work there. Yeah, he was a good worker. He worked for years there for that Reynolds garage. Of course, if he wasn't on the tow truck, he'd work around the garage there some too. That was his main business, was on the tow truck.
Yeah, he could make a living on that tow truck.
Yeah. Must have made pretty good money there somewhere. Got he raised 10 kids. Even two was all I could afford. Show him up on the front. This fellow here got killed in the strike. He was in a big truck coming right over him. He went out and tried to stop it, but ends up running right over and killed him. Paul Hicks.
Well, somebody else got rough on that at that time, didn't
he? Huh?
That truck driver got rough that time.
Yeah. This Jerry Loomis. I put on the radio broadcast on the strike from Surrey Juice, and he lived up to Pulaski, and I was supposed to go up to Pulaski and be a speaker up there that night. I went up and after the meeting, I said to Jerry, I had the hot spot in the state, the county, Madison County down there was considered the hot spot of the state in the strike every year when they had a strike. And I said to Jerry, if I get in jail down there, will you come down and bail me out? No, sir, he said. If you don't know any more than get in jail, he said, you stay there. Well, after the meeting that night, we went over to the restaurant and had a big dinner over there before we started for home, because I was about 150 miles from home. And I hadn't only just got home. I hadn't been home in 15, 20 minutes, and the telephone rang. I answered the telephone. It was the Syracuse Herald paper. calling, wanting to know if I knew Jerry Loomis was dead. And I said, Jesus, no. I said, a couple hours ago. I was about 3 hours ago. I was at the Western meeting with him. He says, we know all about it. But he says, you know, he went home. And he told his wife that he was tired out. And he was going to lay down in a few minutes, and then he wanted her to make him a cup of coffee. And he was, she got the coffee made and went to get him, and he was better than it. He'd had a heart attack.
And he didn't know anything. He didn't even know his heart was.
Well, yeah, he'd had heart trouble for quite a while. Well, I guess he wasn't very active in this place. He'd been down there in my territory when we were just organizing there, and I was out training up members, and he came down and helped me.
And the members, all they had to do was agree to pay you so much.
Nickel 100. Ready to pick up any extra nickel that you could get for them, else, but they didn't want to spend a nickel to help get it. We'd call up the dealers out of New York, and they generally had a meeting in Utica in the Hamilton Hotel, and they'd argue it out and get a little extra out of the milk. We had a meeting in the Hamilton Hotel up there in Utica, and they argued it out with the dealers. The New York City at that time had 212 dealers. There were 12 Irishmen, the others were all Jews. They generally deal from 25 to 50 of them Jews from New York. Some of them Jews are just as black as any niggas in Florida here.
How would they get that way?
Huh? How would they get that way? I don't know. They're telling me there were some of them Jews in the old country there that are black like that.
They're so coarse and bloody.
I guess so. I don't know. They must be.
Are Arabs supposed to be black?
Yeah. Come on. In fact, them Syrians, you know, them Syrians are just as black as them. They put on a bingo party every Tuesday night. You know, I used to play bingo in the club for it. And I got out of it.
You ran into a place.
Huh? Ran into
a place.
puppeteer there used to turn over a little money to the to the milk site.
Was Stripes a
sleeper
part of your picture
up there?
Did you have
Stripes often? Stripes
often? Yeah.
No, just about once a year or so. In August, we generally had him last in the month. That's why he was about the lowest.
Thank you.
Be that model area,
mm-hmm.
I don't know just for the life of that. I've forgotten just for the life of that.
Model A, you had those
that wasn't a model A. I don't know what it was. That's got a heavier wheel on it.
Yeah. Looks like a nigger. They have milk stripes in order to get the prices up when the milk is in short supply. Is that the idea?
They generally run about a week.
They get pretty rough?
Well, sometimes they get kind of rough.
Those dances you used to put on.
Poker.
Yeah. Do square dancing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's square dancing. They had every other one of square dancing and every one of round dancing.
Well, I'm going to show my ignorance, but what's the difference between a square dance and a round dance?
Round dance, you just have one partner and you dance together all the while through the music place.
Mm-hmm.
Square dance, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, square dance, they call it.
Well, you have to be pretty good to know how to call a square dance.
Yeah. Most of them are singing.
Can't call it, can't. I'm going to stay here for a minute to have service.